on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, if you guys are just joining us today, we have been talking about my recent trip to Montreal and just Montreal in general. Olivia's sitting in with me today. I'm trying to kind of encourage her to kind of put this top of her list to head on up to Montreal. I think you would love it, actually.
I am intrigued, and one of our oldest family friends, another family with six kids, which is rare, they're from Canada. They love Montreal. They talk about it all the time, so I think I can bring more to the conversation now.
Well, actually, yeah, you can now talk about some of the things that you researched and some of the things that you found when we were putting together the show. But now, do they talk about the food scene there? Because, you know, a lot of what we've talked about so far has been the food scene in Montreal.
Yes, they do. And they're big food people. I mean, my brother is closest friends with them, and they'll always treat him to birthday dinners far better than, you know, we could even imagine.
Oh, so, man, really?
They're experts.
Well, hey, a Canadian birthday for, you know, an American guy sounds pretty good to me. I'll put my hand out. My birthday is Christmas Day, so tell them,
you
know.
There you go. A feast is in order.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. But now, one of the things, too, that I want to share with everyone before we start talking about, you know, how Montreal is celebrating 375 years, is that I stayed in the most gorgeous hotel that I think is one of the best that I think I've ever really stayed in. I was at the W in Montreal. And when I walked into my room, I thought I was a rock star or something, because huge room overlooking like the square. So when you look out, you see a lot of the activity of people walking and bustling around and going. You see a lot of the sculpture art that's in the park that's right there. But what was really cool about the room is that the colors that they use were like black and white. So you get that kind of stark black and white. And then they had touches and pops of yellow.
Well, that does sound very cool, and it's actually located in a historic building, a piece of history in Montreal, in the historic Bank of Canada building.
Well, and you could tell that there was something just even more special than the decor, but just the way they had it decorated was just, you really feel like you're staying somewhere special. You really do.
And why not feel like a rock star?
Absolutely.
While stuffing your face.
Right. While stuffing my face. And speaking of stuffing my face, we also had a chance to meet some of the bartenders there that have been involved in creating a very special cocktail called the Montreal cocktail. You know, a lot of cities have their own cocktail. So Montreal has its own cocktail now, too. So I'll post some pictures of me kind of making the cocktail and putting the whole cocktail together. I think I posted some back before on Facebook, but I'll kind of repost those so people can see them, because that was a lot of fun. And just to hear how really the inspiration of that was that they simply wanted to have their own cocktail. So a couple of the bartenders got together and kind of went back and forth about, should it be gin or should it be bourbon or should it be, you know, what should be the ingredient? And they decided on gin. So they have this great cocktail that is called the Montreal. So if you're going there, you have to try the Montreal. At least a sip.
Well, if it is the home of a Montreal cocktail, then it has established itself as a place in Montreal, not just another hotel.
It's
a destination.
Exactly, exactly. So you go to the W Hotel, you can certainly ask for the Montreal there. It's certainly in other places, but hey, I like to say that, you know, the W has the best Montreal. So what are some other things about that hotel? Because, I mean, there are lots of things to do there. I mean, breakfast was really good. That was basically the only meal that I had that was breakfast, but very good breakfast. You go right downstairs. Everything's right there.
Absolutely. There are four dining options on site. There's EAT, the signature restaurant, which has the eclectic art gallery and also known for its side sauces and cocktails. I imagine that's where you made your Montreal.
Well, actually, the Eats is where, you know, you can see a lot of the artwork and everything, which is where I had breakfast. So right downstairs there, a fantastic collection of, well, it looked like a gallery, actually, just artwork that was on the wall. I'll post some of those pictures as well, because you definitely want to see that. I mean, to have a meal among that type art, you can really tell that this city has a focus on art, just to have that type of art, or that level of art in a hotel.
Well, that's a great primer. You know, you arrive, you get breakfast, you're not sure where to start when you walk out of your hotel and explore the city. So you can prime yourself just by enjoying the art all around you.
Exactly, exactly. And if walking around isn't enough, you can also work out. They have a, you know, definite gym there.
They do have a gym, which may be important to some of us. Some of us may just, want to use that time to explore more places to eat. Well, it's up to you.
It's up to you. But, you know, the good thing about that is that if you don't go to the gym, Olivia, you can just walk around the city because it is very much a walking city. And also, too, the public transportation there is very, very easy to use. You can just grab your ticket and you can, you know, reuse it and whatnot. So it's very easy to just kind of do your own thing with getting around the city and get your exercise in that way.
Absolutely. And if you are up for walking on those cobblestone streets, that'll add an extra layer of soreness, probably.
Well, bring your walking shoes. You know, we always advise against that. Those cobblestone streets always sound very romantic when you're saying, oh, cobblestone streets, you know, the old town, the old part of the city. But those cobblestone streets, you're right. I mean, they can really they can really beat up those legs. So definitely you want to make sure and bring some good shoes for that. But now, speaking of things to do, I mean, there are lots of things to do around the hotel. Like you mentioned, it's located in a really, really great spot where you can walk to a lot of different places. But they also have something called Montreal Alive 375 coming up, where they are celebrating their 375th birthday.
Of the city.
Of the city. And they have 175 events in store that they are going to use to celebrate, you know, the 375th birthday of Montreal. That's a lot of years.
That is a lot of years and a lot of pride, I imagine.
A lot of pride, definitely a lot of pride. And they have several things that are lined up, and we can definitely post these things on the website too, because there are several of them. And you can also check it out on their website.
Yes, 375mtl.com is a great place to start. And just looking at it now, one event that seems really intriguing is the Hockey Sweater, a musical.
Well, I know you would see, you would love that because you're my sports lady. So that would be one that you could definitely check out because Canada and hockey, those two things definitely go together. So now they have a play that's all about a sweater. So
right. You can also bring in a design element. I really love looking at kind of the vintage team designs, you know, logos, old uniforms. So this sounds like an ideal musical for me.
Yes, it definitely sounds like an ideal musical. And there'll be activities that will be going on through 2018. And there are quite a few of them, as we mentioned. So definitely check out that website. And what was the website again, Olivia?
That is 375mtl.com.
Yeah, that sounds great. That sounds really, really good. Now, you know, we talk all the time about doing all this traveling. You and I love to go down to the coast of Georgia.
Yes, we do.
And Sapelo, of course. We talk about Sapelo all the time. And I know I was show last week, we were remembering Cornelia Walker Bailey, who's the island matriarch that passed away recently. And just, you know, Olivia, I think the thing about that, when I think about Sapelo, not only is it just Sapelo kind of losing our matriarch and losing our historian and the person that you can just kind of turn to and say, well, you know, Cornelia, what about this or what about that? And she always had an answer, and had an answer that was historic, you know, that included different people and names and places. She knew all of that. But not only just Sapelo kind of losing that, but really the Geechee culture, you know, has kind of lost their spokeswoman now too.
She has. And, you know, you've talked about how you discovered this entire world of Sapelo and this special culture through Cornelia's book, God, Dr. Buzzard, and the Bolito Man. Highly recommend for people who love travel, who love culture and stories, and want to learn more about our own coast. It's only 100 miles of coast, but it has so much history and lots of special hidden gems, Sapelo being a big one.
Sapelo is definitely a big one. And as you mentioned, there are several islands down there. The Georgia coast is very unique in that most of our barrier islands are either state-owned or state-managed in some way or federally owned. So there's not a lot of development, so they're still very pristine. And the places that you can visit, like Sapelo, definitely want to take a chance to just see a place that is still that pristine. Because it's the size of Manhattan, but only about 4% of it is developed. And only about 45-50 people actually live on the island.
And the people who live there have a very strong connection to the land.
They do. They do. They're bringing back some of their heritage crops, like the red peas and sugarcane. There's so many great projects going on. So you guys definitely check it out. And if you're needing a place to stay, certainly the Sapelo Island Birdhouses. And you know, Georgia Public Broadcasting, as well as the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, said that not only Sapelo is romantic, but staying at the Sapelo Island Birdhouses are what they consider to be their most romantic destinations. So check out their website at SapeloIslandBeachVacations.com. Now, Olivia, when we come back, we're going to shift gears a little bit. We are going to talk about quarter miles. You know, we love to talk about the states based on a little old quarter.
We do, and we're heading north once again, right along that Canada-USA border.
That sounds good to me. You guys sit tight. We'll be back in just a minute here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I'm a leader.